This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. I'm Reginald Attitude LaFiggy Fig. We're live from the Houston Methodist Training Center for day one of Houston Texans training camp. I'm over here chuckling because our engineer, Aaron Rabel, who, again, he might need a point on the pet. I don't even know how that works, but give him a point. One, our setup is phenomenal out here. It is a beautiful day in Houston, Texas. It's a little warm. I'll admit, it's a little warm.
This was a passing thought that slipped through the cracks. Probably the hottest first day I can remember the last few years.
It's cool. I ain't mad at it.
It's hot.
It feels very good under this tent in our very nice location. Right here by Field 1.
Nobody cares about that, but it is
No,
hot.
They don't. No, they don't. But I did want to appreciate him for the setup and bringing in some donuts.
Shout
out him starting off camp the right way. Also, starting off camp was Nick Caserio, general manager of this team. He talked to the Assemble Media. And there were some interesting things within there. There's obviously, I think we start, for me, with a Joe Mixon. This is before we even got the designations on the roster, so we did not know at that point that he was NFI, but we did know, or NFI, I should specify, on the non-football injury list, which means that injury, that ankle that he is dealing with is maybe something that happened, something that happened away from the football field. But he was asked on his approach, because we did know coming into that Joe Mixon has some level of injury that he's dealing with. What is the approach to handling Joe Mixon?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of players, I mean, it's really every player is a little bit different. So whatever their situation is, wherever they are medically, we kind of take it one day at a time. I'm not going to put any timetables on anything, so we'll deal with it. You know, we have 90 players that are here. Some are able to practice, some aren't. At some point, they'll be able to practice. So as far as what it looks like once the regular season starts, probably a long way away from that. So I think it's important for everybody to go out here and kind of establish their level of play, their performance, take advantage of their opportunities. You know, this camp is going to be about competition. I mean, that's what it's going to be about. The roster will kind of sort itself out. But like I mentioned a little bit earlier, 20 practices, 3 preseason games, try to get a good evaluation of the players we feel we need to get an evaluation of, and then put ourselves into position really with the focus. I mean, again, the Rams are one of the best football teams in the league. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge in front of us. We understand what that is. So there's kind of a balance of got to get the team ready, but also kind of have our sights set in front of us with the first opponent, which will be a significant challenge for sure.
Maybe it's just me. The Joe Mixon thing doesn't bother me in the least bit. And generally you kind of like raise an eyebrow, you know, about certain things. I feel as if with the offseason, obviously there's something, you know, you can't designate him without something, you know, officially there, or else the NFL could come down if they find out. But I don't think it's anything serious. I think this is as much kind of the Trent Brown effect, if you will, as anything.
Are you confident with Joe Mixon? Because one of the things that we haven't talked about, that is a dude with a lot of wear on him.
Yeah, obviously. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not the same thing. From the 832, heard Christian Harris was alive was he active a little bit? He is not on the physically unable to perform list. He's not on the non-football injury list. I didn't really see him doing much. Now, of course, it's really tough for us in the places that we had an opportunity to see. Just on day one, defense was a little further away from us, and then in individual drills, I didn't get a chance to look at the linebackers, but I didn't really see him doing much, if anything, at all. So, and Christian Harris was asked about, in fact, that was one of the things, and I don't know that we have the clip for this just yet. We will get you more of the audio as we see our guy Nick Caserio with all the biceps and the chesticles and all those walking by our broadcast location. But Nick Caserio was...
Body transformation, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I see you. But he was asked pretty directly by Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle, like, is this year... what's happened with Christian Harris, and is this year going to be, or is the, you know, the idea of an extension as he's right in that space going to be contingent on his play this year? And what I found interesting is that Nick Caserio, in answering it, he gave you a pan to Nick Caserio answer. The only thing that he said specifically to that point was an initial kind of yep, like, and you could easily take that as yep, I understand your question, or yes, he is going to need to provide in this season, which would be understandable. But he went further to talk about with Christian Harris. Just I think that the words that he used when it came to Christian Harris is or something to the effect of, you know, he'll work hard to be the best version of yourself, which is obviously what they expect of any player. And then he went further to say, whenever he's ready to play and whenever he can, whatever he can do to help the team, that's what he'll be expected to do. That is pretty noncommittal from a Christian Harris standpoint in my book.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely, it was. Little programming note here, as much for Figgy as anybody else. Practice is over. We will have Will Anderson Jr. Joining us live.
Appreciate you letting me know.
I'm here for you, Figgy. That's something to kind of be light on our feet here. Listeners need to be light on your feet because we could interrupt all this very quickly when Will Anderson Jr. heads over here. But you're right on Nick Caserio with Christian Harris. Something else, of all the things that Nick Caserio said, and there was some good stuff. We're going to be hearing it as the day progresses. You'll be hearing it as well. One thing stood out more than anything else to me. Like, we're to the point where I'm sure my facial expression changed a little bit. I kind of went, whoa. All summer long, we've been talking about how this is the, you know, kind of a Patriots influence. This is one of those things where, you know, they're trying to do some things like they've done. Nick Haley has done, Nick Caserio has done, Cole Popovich has done, all with those roots in that power running football. They've talked about it, talked about how much they're going to run, et cetera. So Nick Caserio was asked about, the progression of practice, et cetera, and how things go and competition and all that. And just in passing, he said, well, sometimes the defense wins and sometimes we win. We win. And I thought, okay. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but he's got his hands all over this staff. He's, you know, obviously he's the guy that's buying the groceries. The offensive line has changed. The offensive line scheme and offense has changed. Maybe Nick Casario is a little more invested in this offense, you know?
Which is funny because he did say that, you know, he keeps his hands out, he stays out of the way when it comes to Kaylee. Obviously, there's a familiarity that he has with kind of the general idea of the system and what's happening with it. And obviously, he has a familiarity with the guys that are actually running it. But yes, I don't know that I'd put too much in that. But obviously, I think that it would stand to reason that that is somewhat of a perspective, obviously from his perspective coaching. But also, if you're looking at this team, the part that I imagine you embody yourself with as a team builder is how do we get this offense better? So, like, just the defense is fine. DeMeco is going to draw up plays. He's a fantastic coach. You've done a great job of putting talent on that side.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that the we of this offense, making that go, is going to be very important this season. He did go, though, as he was talking about that, he said that if you win 3-2, that's a good outcome. Whatever you have to do each week relative to the opponent, that does match with the, you know, game plan type offense philosophy that Nick Haley has espoused. But also, that does make me wonder, is he setting the table for an offense that maybe is not super explosive?
Correct.
Or maybe not high-flying, I guess. Explosive is a weird word to use there, but maybe not as high-flying. Is he setting the table for that, or did you hear it in that way?
I did, actually. It checks out, you know, in terms of what their messaging has been this year. Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. And get it that way, and then take your chances, you know, offensively. I mean, passing the ball offensively.
Yeah, I found that interesting. I do wonder because it popped to me because I know Kurt Warner was talking about this recently on social media that he's frequently asked, like, would you rather want an offense that maybe, you know, wins, is more of a grinded out offense, and maybe more of a high flying offense. And it seems very evident, but one of the things he talked about is you would go for the latter also because, you know, you might end up in situations where you go up and down and you want to have that possibility. And, you know, it applies more pressure to the opposite offense when you can put up big points. It also, you know, gives the defense more rest, or maybe not more rest necessarily, but it gives them a little bit of a wiggle room if they're maybe not having a great day or maybe allowing some more things to happen. And that got me thinking because that's what this offense was supposed to be, was somewhat high-flying. You didn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are setting the tone for maybe not being a high-flying offense, the defense we know is capable of being load-bearing. How load-bearing are they going to be this year is a question that popped in my head.
Yes, and clearly, you know, they're going to want to throw the ball. They're going to want to take their shots downfield. But that's not the priority right now. I mean, they're going to try to establish that run.
Let me get one more audio clip in here, Figgy. This was he was asked, rather, about DeMeco saying that he wanted to change the culture in the offensive line. That's been a big talking point. Do you feel like you've done that, Nick Casario?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, in the end, I mean, offensive line play is about attitude and it's about physical toughness. So, and being able to do, you got to be able to do certain number of things to, I would say, a competitive enough level. So we'll find out. I mean, again, we have young players. We have veteran players. I think they have the right mindset. So honestly, it starts with Cole and kind of trickles down. But in the end, it's about the players and them relying on one another, them pushing one another and being able to go out there and perform. I mean, the offensive line, really, it's about five players kind of playing as a unit. There's a lot of things that are involved. There's essentially communication on every play. Where's the mic identification? Who are we pushing to? Where are the problems? Does everybody see the picture the same way? So everything kind of goes inside out, so relative to the communication. So we'll kind of see what that looks like, understand each week's going to be a different challenge from the defense. Who we see what our defense does is going to be different than what the Rams do. So it's just understanding where the problems are, get the information communicated appropriately, and making sure we're getting the blockers distributed appropriately. There are going to be times where the defense wins, and there are going to be times where, you know, we win. So hopefully we're on the positive side of the ledger more often than not. So, you know, we'll see how it goes in training camp. Excited for that group. It's a good group. So we'll let the competition kind of sort itself out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.